Conservative Theological University invites you to attend a special church security seminar Saturday, July 23rd. The seminar begins at 9 a.m. with a break for lunch from noon till 12:30. CTU will provide a light lunch. The seminar course syllabus and book will be provided. The cost is only $99 per person. You must be registered before Friday, July 22nd. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to register via phone. Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe should captivate every mind and every heart, especially as Christians. We're talking about today the coming war with Russia. It's not just hypothetical. It's not just a conspiracy theory. It is factually based on the eschatological prophetic text and the Word of God. At your leisure, read Ezekiel 38 and 39. It is very, very real, and it's relevant because I believe we're seeing the beginnings of that today. I believe that Russia's invasion with Ukraine and the war with over Ukraine, or in Ukraine for the past 5.5 months, is only the beginning of what we will see as it goes into a conflagration across the world and what I believe will be World War III. And I believe as Christians, we will witness it. I believe that we will see it. It will be things that will take place before the rapture of the church. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it will rumble into what will ultimately be the cataclysmic event called the Battle of Armageddon, based on the authority of the Scripture. We won't be here for that, ladies and gentlemen. As Christians, we'll be raptured out at that time. But I've been watching it. And ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the Scripture and understand that Russia will lead Iran and Turkey and Germany and Libya and Syria into that final battle that we are seeing, ladies and gentlemen, outlined in Ezekiel 38 and 39, we need to understand our Scripture, understand what God is saying, what God is doing. By the way, that which takes place in Ezekiel 38 and 39, though it is man's decision, Putin and others making decisions, it is ultimately the sovereign hand of God that is taking place. It's the sovereignty of God that's coming about. And God says, I did it. This is what I'm doing. And it's, God's reason is that he's going to be dealing with the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, looking at an article that says, will there be war with Russia? Americans have played a leading role in what is shaping up to be the Cold War. At the NATO summit in Madrid, Finland was invited to join the alliance. What does this mean for Finland? If Russian President Vladimir Putin breaches the 830-mile Finnish border, the United States will rise to Helsinki's defense and fight Russia on Finland's side. What does Finland's membership in NATO mean to America? If Putin makes a military move into Finland, the U.S. will go to war with the world's largest national nation with an arsenal of between 4,500 and 6,000 battlefield and strategic nuclear weapons. To go to war with the Soviet Union over the preservation of Finland's territory would have been seen as madness during the Cold War, but it's coming about even today, this writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a somber thought, but you would have to ask the question, what would God be doing? Why would God be doing it? Why would America be drawn into World War III? And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it will be, just as our previous caller said, to get America's attention, just as he did with the nation of Israel. By the way, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, dial that number. If you'd like to ask a question in relationship to this prophetic text, be delighted to respond to it for you. 831-0917. Your call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, dialogue, and discussion on it. I'm looking at an article that says, Russia is seeking surveillance drones from Iran, according to a top Biden aide. Jack Sullivan, I read a portion of this a moment ago. Jack Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, said that Russia was seeking hundreds of surveillance drones from Iran, including those capable of firing missiles to use in the war. President Biden's National Security Advisor said on Monday that Russia was seeking hundreds of surveillance drones from Iran, including those capable of firing missiles. The official, Jake Sullivan, said that it was unclear whether Iran had already sent any of the remotely piloted systems to Russia, but that the United States had information that indicated Iran was preparing to train Russian troops how to use these remote control vehicles called drones. Quote, our information indicates that the Iranian government is preparing to provide Russia with up to several hundred UAVs, including weapons capable of UAVs on an expedited timeline, Mr. Sullivan told reporters at the White House, referring to an unnamed aerial vehicle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about a five-page article. It goes into much detail as to what is taking place. But let it be understood, we're watching Russia making these alliances that's recorded in the Word of God. We're watching Russia, Putin in Russia, reaching out and joining hands with five nations that will be those five nations that will follow Russia in going into battle, which will culminate in that ultimate battle. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that we need to understand as Christians. We've been watching what's happening economically. We've been concerned about what's happening with the fuel famine and the food famine and the financial famine. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little teeny piece of the puzzle. While we've been focused on that, the administration, the Biden, Sleepy Joe Biden administration, they know full well what is taking place. They're watching the pieces of the puzzle go into place. They're watching the people being placed on the stage of the future events, and they're fully aware that these things are taking place. Yes, they may not be fully aware and cognizant to the point that they realize we're going into a ultimate confrontational battle with Russia, but we're in a proxy war with Russia even as I speak. Now, here's a further article about the drones. Ladies and gentlemen, this is frightening to think that here is Iran that will be building and providing Iranian-made drones that can carry nuclear devices, can carry missiles, and can be a highly sophisticated surveillance technology for Russia. Do you think the Russians are going to use it just in Ukraine? Do you think that's the only reason Russia would want this type of sophistication and weaponry? This article says, as Russia runs low on drones, Iran plans to step it up, according to officials. The White House disclosed last week that Russia is seeking hundreds and hundreds of armed and unmanned surveillance drones from Iran. Jake Sullivan, the president of the U.S. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor, offered a few details about the intelligence assessment he revealed to reporters on July the 11th, including whether the shipments had started. But other American officials said Iran is, in fact, providing the up to 300 or more remotely controlled piloted aircraft and would start training Russian troops on how to use them this month. further says Russia is turning to an ally. Hear that? That term. Russia is turning to an ally that has flown drones in complex environments in large numbers, speaking of Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran is not a friend of America. Iran is not a friend of the Jewish people. Iran, once they get nuclear capabilities, we'll talk about that in a moment. Once Iran gets nuclear capabilities, that little postage stamp called Israel is going to be an absolute in the crosshairs of Iran, and it's going to bring about major, major, major catastrophic events. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, during the course of the war thus far with Ukraine, fought by Russia, carried out by Russian forces, there's been major communication between Russia leadership under the direction and auspices of Putin with the leadership, the liberal leadership in Israel. There's a major number of Ukrainians, Jews, that's leaving Ukraine and going back into the homeland, into Israel. There's a major, major coalition taking place with these nations, ladies and gentlemen, that will be lined up with the five of them that's identified in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Khomeini, advisor, says Tehran is capable of building a nuclear bomb. We're talking about Iran. And Khomeini, that is the chief grand poobah, if you will, the leadership there, says Tehran will also directly respond against Israel. Listen, will respond against Israel should its security be targeted, the report says, citing the advisor. Tehran's technical capability of making a nuclear bomb. This article speaks of Iran has the technical means to produce a nuclear bomb, but there's been no decision whether they will build one, according to Khomeini, at this point. Iran has long denied seeking nuclear weapons, saying it's refining uranium only for civilian energy uses, and has said it breaches of the international deal are reversible if the United States lifts sanctions and rejoins the agreement. Indirect talks between Iran and President Joe Biden's administration, which aim to bring forth in Washington and Tehran back into compliance with the nuclear pact, have stalled since March. Khomeini and Tehran would never negotiate over its missile program and regional policy, as demanded by the West and its allies in the Middle East. Last Saturday, this article reads, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia agreed on the importance of stopping Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, they claim that they are close to it, but listen very carefully. I believe they already have the capability with the nuclear fusion material to go into a nuclear weapons. I believe they've been stalling by saying they're close. I believe they've been stalling simply to continue to put Joe Biden in a position of going with hat in hand and kissing the boots of the Iranian leadership, trying to do that. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has an ulterior motive. I believe that Joe Biden knows that they're producing nuclear weapon material. I believe that he is fully aware of the close proximity of that. And I believe it's because Joe Biden wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon because Joe Biden hates Israel. And Joe Biden realizes that if Iran has nuclear weapons, it will put the little postage stamp called Israel, the apple of God's eye, in the crosshairs and very dangerous, and will get them to bow and bend at the direction of Iran. But ladies and gentlemen, Iran is not a friend of Israel. Iran is not a friend of America. Looking at an article that says Iranian ships swarmed U.S. Coast Guard vessels in unsafe maneuvers, says the U.S. Navy. Tehran has not immediately acknowledged the incident in the southern reaches of the Persian Gulf, which resulted in no injuries or damage. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard vessel cut in front of the U.S. Coast Guard ship. This was back in April. These two or three articles that I'll read about Iranian military and what they're doing with their ships, what they're doing against our Coast Guard and against the Navy, have not been highly reported. It's been ignored by Joe Biden. It's been ignored by the Biden administration. This article says a group of Iranian vessels from the country's Revolutionary Guard Corps harassed two U.S. Coast Guard ships over 3 hours in the Persian Gulf earlier this month, repeatedly crossing in front of the bows of the American ships at close range, the U.S. Navy said Tuesday. It was the first such incident in a year, and the encounter, as of April the 2nd, came just as the U.S. and Iran had committed to restarting the negotiations of reviving the 2015 nuclear agreement. Three Iranian fast attack boats and one larger ship, 180-foot, twin-hulled vessel called the Harth, H-A-R-T-H, Harth 55, approached and swarmed the U.S. Coast Guard ship at close distance. The larger Iranian ship repeatedly crossed in front of the two Coast Guard vessels at unnecessarily close ranges, coming within 70 yards, according to the statement of the Navy's Fifth Fleet. Ladies and gentlemen, I could read you article after article after article where that is taking place across the waters, where Iranian ships are threatening American ships, where Iranian ships are basically looking and saying by their actions, you can't touch us. We know that Joe Biden is weak. Ladies and gentlemen, what we see happening with the nations around the globe, they see a weak America. They see a weak president. They see a sleepy Joe Biden, and they believe that this is the time. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand the seriousness of this broadcast in relationship to the eschatological prophetic text that is in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The leaders around the globe see a weak America, a weak president, a weak nation, and they all feel in harmony with the fact that they believe that this is the time to make the move. This is the time to go against America and go against America's allies, to go against Israel. And that's exactly what they're attempting, ladies and gentlemen. Looking at another article about Iran, 12-plus Iranian gunboats swarm six U.S. warships. Dozens of warning shots are fired. Iranian military gunboats with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard designated terrorist organization swarmed several U.S. warships on Monday that were escorting the U.S. submarine. Over a dozen Iranian gunboats harassed formation of six U.S. warships, including guided missile submarine Georgia. Fox News Pentagon correspondent Lucas Tomlinson said U.S. Coast Guard cutter fired warning shots to respond to the Iranian ships or boats. The 13 Iranian military vessels repeatedly came within 150 yards of the U.S. forces and fired 30 warning shots coming from our ships at the Iranian vessels. Ladies and gentlemen, you didn't see that headline news on the Communist Network News. You didn't see that as headline news on MSNBC. You didn't see that as headline news on even Fox News. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the stage being set. We're watching the players being put into place. We're watching the five nations aligning with Russia, Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, not touched on Syria that much, but you can go back now. At this very moment, and I challenge anyone to be able to prove or disprove what I am saying as to being reality. Right now, Russia has major military weaponry in the ports in Syria. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Russia controls Syria. Today, Russia is the dogmatic head and dominating Syria. Syria is a puppet state under the dogmatic leadership of Vladimir Putin out of Russia. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of war material that is in ports in Syria that's Russian today. So what I'm trying to get us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, so that every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot can recognize we're on the very verge of going into World War III, and it will be a war with Russia. Another article. I'll just read the headlines. Iranian attack boats harassed U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf again, according to the Navy report. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. ship fires 30 warning shots after Iranian vessels approach the fleet. Coast Guard vessels takes action after 13 Iranian fast boats come within 150 yards of the American vessels. Ladies and gentlemen, right at this very moment, the stage is set. The players are being put in place. Russia will lead a five-member national coalition against Israel, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. It will spread into a global, national, international World War III. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just with what Iran is doing in relationship to threatening our Coast Guard and threatening our Navy ships. Here's an article that says, Iran is attacking America's energy interest in Iraq. American energy interest in the Middle East remains under attack as of June the 22nd. Iranian blocked Iraqi missiles. Militia again targeted the largest gas facilities, which is primarily financed by the U.S. government, three times in 1 week with rockets. This follows five previous attacks against the refinery and pipeline infrastructure. Iran isn't relying just on Iraqi militia to attack the energy sector. It has also effectively weaponized Iraq's courts to prevent new government in Baghdad from forming without Iranian-backed parties. In other words, right at this very moment, Iraq is under the thumb of Iran, and Iran is preventing a new government being formed in Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not enough to convince you that we're seeing the stage being set for the war with Russia, here's an article that should get your attention. This article says, Beast of the Steep, subtitled, and Russia launches the largest ever submarine designed to carry nuclear torpedoes and drones that sparked radioactive tsunami. The Russian Navy today took, this is dated July the 8th, today delivered its giant city killer submarine designed to unleash radioactive tsunami with the apocalypse drones. The 604-foot ship submarine is the longest sub ever built in the world. It claimed to be ready to enter the services after successful trials. The 14,700-ton war machine was made even longer so it can carry the new devastating nuclear-tipped Poseidon torpedoes guided by artificial intelligence. It also has Bond villain-style secret compartments to launch mini subs and drones for covert sabotage and spying operation, such as cutting undersea cables. And ladies and gentlemen, on this massive article, it showed sketches that they could place this submarine in the oceans and then send from the bottom of that a mini sub that could go down and clip all cables connecting parts of Europe with other parts of Europe in the oceans and under the waters. This article says further, they quietly took sea for the first time last year amid threats to sink the British and the U.S. warships in the Black Sea. The transfer of the Belgrad nuclear missile submarine is to fleet as planned for the summer of 2022, according to the news reports. Ladies and gentlemen, war with Russia is not just a possibility. It is a major, major, major probability. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when this will take place. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran has been scrambling to attack America's military ships. Iran's been scrambling to try to interfere with, intervene, and prevent any further control in America in Baghdad and Iraq. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all been taking place, coming to a crescendo during the administration of Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, Sleepy Joe has done nothing when these things take place. Back when Trump was president, if they would flex a muscle, Trump would say, you do that again, and this is what we're going to do. And he would clean the clock if that had taken place. But they understand today, ladies and gentlemen, that Sleepy Joe is going to do nothing. That is leading us in the position of being weak as a nation. And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing Turkey and Iran and Germany, along with Syria, already openly aligned with Russia, and now with the Russian control of oil. Listen carefully. With the Russian control of oil for Europe, I'm telling you, and I'll say again, as Amos said in the little book of Amos, the 7th chapter, verse 14 and 15, Amos says, I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet. Well, surprise, 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 I'm not a prophet or son of a prophet, but I can tell you that before winter's over, all of Europe, for the most part, including Germany, will be literally kissing the boots of Russian Putin in order to get fuel to keep them from freezing to death during the winter. May I say to you, Russia can control the nations. I am of the opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that come winter, Germany will do anything that Russia says just to keep warm, just to keep from freezing to death. Today, Russia just announced the world's largest submarine. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that's very frightening when you look at the depth of it. This article says, title of the article, A War with Russia Would Be an American Wipeout. That's not me saying this. This is secular news media. NATO's main task is to contain the development of Russia, Putin said. Ukraine is simply a tool to achieve this goal. They can draw us into some kind of armed conflict and force their allies into Europe to impose the very tough sanctions that are being talked about in the United States today. Or they could draw Ukraine into NATO, set up a strike weapon system there, and encourage some people to resolve the issue of Donbas and the Crimea area by force, and still draw us into an armed conflict. Putin continued with this statement. Let us imagine, here Putin, let us imagine that Ukraine is a NATO member and is stuffed with weapons, and there are state-of-the-art missile systems, just like in Poland and Romania. Who will stop it from unleashing operations in Crimea, or let alone in Donbas? Russian Putin is using hypothetical scenarios of what if this happens and what if that happens, and he is preparing himself, buttressing himself, his nation, for every potentiality and every possibility. Ladies and gentlemen, with what Biden has done in supporting the war in Ukraine, supporting it by the trillions of dollars in monies, which, by the way, let me do a little footnote. I believe large portions of those trillions of dollars will find its way back into the bank accounts of the Biden family cabal and Nancy Pelosi and her husband and their investments. I believe that there's a major reason that there's unlimited funds and nobody is tracking where the funds are going. Nobody's tracking what bank account it's going into. There's no accountability as to how it is expended and what it is spent on. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's part and parcel of Joe Biden and his administration that's bringing about these things to come to fruition. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not if, it's when this will take place. The war with Russia is on the fast track. The war with Russia will be a full open battle. But one thing is certain, there's coming a war with Russia. And ladies and gentlemen, how will it affect America? Will America survive? The prognosticators about war that have analyzed it and looked at it, not from a Christian perspective, but they've analyzed it, looked at it, scrutinized it, and they believe that it will be the wipeout, as one writer called it, for the United States of America. It should cause every Christian, ladies and gentlemen, to sit up and to understand that we're living in the last of the last days. Perilous times shall come, according to Paul's writings to young Timothy in 2 Timothy, the third chapter. We need to understand we're in those perilous times. Dark, dangerous, difficult, and devastating. But that is on the calendar of God, and will not change it, will not delay it, will not stop it. God is in charge. And so we need to be careful, ladies and gentlemen, that we're obedient to the Word of God. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.